Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Big plans?
Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Nap.
Mm-hmm.
Football.
Perfect. Perfect Thanksgiving.
That's the plan. Something like that. Maybe the parade, I guess.
Yeah, that too.
Any big common Thanksgiving traditions you guys have?
No, not really. I mean, it's same traditional meal and, you know, relaxing around the house all day. And
do you carve?
Yeah, I've been doing it the last couple of years, yes.
Don't cut yourself, have to call 911 or anything like that.
No, that's for sure.
Last time I saw you, was it at Stewart Elementary for Trunk or Treat?
Yeah, we were up there.
Mm-hmm. That was a nice, fun night.
It was a good night to be out. It was a great turnout. The kids enjoyed it, had fun. And
you guys were handing out antiseptic towels?
Yes, absolutely. And Band-Aids.
Yeah. Trick or treat, here's some gauze. Nice that you guys are involved in a community level like that.
Absolutely.
You would be a great neighbor to have, someone that was an EMS person. You know, you don't have to call 911. You just have to run outside and knock on your neighbor's door. Get over here now.
I live on a street. There's only about 10 houses on my street, on the small street that I live in, but I live kind of in the center of town. We have a small neighborhood. And I believe that I am the youngest one on my street, actually, surrounded by neighbors.
You're the youngest?
Yes. Can you believe that?
Sorry for the shock and awe there.
No, I was shocked as well when I moved into the neighborhood. And yes, there have been times that I have gone to my neighbors' houses and helped them out with issues, and I'm happy to do so.
I don't know your address, and I'm not going to give it, but I see a vehicle similar to yours parked. You're not far from the cemetery?
Correct.
Okay, good. Yeah, I know where you live then.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Has that ever happened where a neighbor runs over and says, quick, come over here?
It has happened before, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just wondering.
And that's
wondering.
Okay. That's what I'm there for.
I got four questions for you today, okay?
All right, okay.
The first one is business and newsy, if you will. And then I have three, I think, fun questions for you.
Okay.
Try to keep it light today. But Yankton County EMS has been in the news. We carried it this week. Administrator, been without an administrator for quite some time now. Has it been since early in the year,
I think? Yeah, February.
Okay. So has somebody been hired? What's going on?
Yeah, if anybody was tuned in to the Yankton County Commission meeting from Tuesday night, you saw that in their regular business, they discussed the position, and they made a decision to hire an administrator who is going to be part-time for us, and they made that offer to him, and he did accept it, and we'll begin on December 1st. He does have some EMS administrative experience. I personally do not know the individual that's been hired. I will be meeting him soon and getting to know him.
And it's from out of town?
He is from out of town. Okay. He lives in Union County currently, and the plan is that he will continue to live in Union County, and he will do some traveling back and forth and be in the office some select days, and I'm not sure exactly what those
are. Okay, you said part-time. What's considered part-time? Is there an hour count on it?
Well, it looks like it's going to be around 24 hours per week. Yankton County, I believe, considers anybody less than 30 hours to be part-time. And if they get
Well, that's about the effort I put in here each week, too. Well, I'm considered full-time.
I thought it was more like 30 minutes.
Right. You're looking at it right now. This is the effort.
Yeah, so about 24 hours a week is what it looks like that he'll be putting in for Yankton County.
Okay. Best wishes on that.
Yeah.
That starts when?
He will be starting on December 1st,
okay.
So the week after Thanksgiving, and once we get him settled in, we'll get him over here and get him introduced to everybody.
Yeah, I'm guessing we'll meet him. We'll see how he is on the radio.
Absolutely.
All right. On to three fun questions.
All right.
I try to throw different things at you.
Fun for who?
Well, we're about to find out. Sometimes when I'm doing yard work or I'm on the golf course or I'm out for a walk, I hear the sirens go off, and I sometimes wonder myself, I'm sure you've got them all figured out, like what siren is from which department.
I do.
I can't always tell.
Mm-hmm.
How would you best describe the ambulance siren as compared to a police car and the fire truck? How can we tell the difference?
An ambulance siren, it has a built-in feature. There are actually two speakers on the front of the ambulance, and they work in unison, each of them providing a different sound that's not in sync. So it sounds like you have two sirens coming, but it's only one vehicle.
So it's not you on a megaphone with the window down?
No, not anymore.
I was thinking about asking you to simulate the sound using just your own voice, but that, you know, you don't have to. It's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. But believe me, it wouldn't go well because I'm just, I'm not good at imitating that kind of stuff. But here's what the sounds are. On the siren, you have a selection. It's a whale, a yelp, and a phaser, okay?
Okay.
The whale is just kind of the siren slowly going up and down, And then the yelp is when the siren goes up and down in faster mode. And then the phaser is, that's what it sounds like. That's why they call that. It sounds like somebody's firing a phaser. And a lot of times we'll use those at intersections to kind of grab somebody's attention.
I think a great job explaining that. Thank you. Do you do any celebrity impressions?
I do not do celebrity impressions, no.
I bet you'd do a good macho man.
You'll be very thankful for that.
I bet you'd do a good macho man, Randy Savage, with that deep voice.
I can do, maybe I could do Darth Vader, maybe, but I'm not.
Oh, yeah. All right. I know the fire department because they have something, I think, just very recognizable, but thought I'd ask. Thanksgiving coming up. Are there certain injuries that happen on Thanksgiving that maybe we mentioned earlier, don't cut yourself? I was in the ER with somebody years ago on Thanksgiving because they cut themselves carving turkey. I had to take them there.
We don't see a lot of injuries around the holiday time like that. You would expect that we would, but we really don't. I think probably what you see a little bit more often is the fires and the smoke detectors and stuff going off because of all the cooking that's going on.
Or domestic disputes because of, Thanksgiving and family.
That's actually true as well, to be honest with you. For us, the holidays, the actual holiday itself tends to be pretty low key for us. And lot of times that is a good thing, but a lot of times it goes one of two directions. We don't generally see a real normal call volume day. It's either on the holiday itself, it's a whole lot of nothing, or it gets extremely busy and we just run nonstop. But for the most part, most of the holidays, it seems like they're pretty low-key for us.
Well, I hope it's calm. Overall this year, where are you guys at for calls taken? Do you think you're average, higher, lower?
We're right at average. Okay. The last report that I gave to the commission indicated that we were right on track. We could possibly hit 2,400 this year, which means an average of 200 per month. But I think we're going to kind of see that fall call volume just a little bit of a drop-off like we always do, and so I think we're going to be right at about the same we were last year, about 2,350 or so.
Leads us right into question four, home first aid kits. What should people have in their home first aid kits?
Band-aids, for sure, and bandages, things to help control bleeding, maybe a little bit of an antibiotic ointment, things like, just things to take care of cuts and burns. You can have some burn ointment in there when you have a minor burn. And I want to remind people that, burns are a serious thing. A lot of people think that they can take care of burns at home. But if you see blistering or if it's affecting a larger area of the skin, you really need to get that taken care of instead of just rubbing some ointment on it and covering it up because it can become infected real easy.
And fireball shooters?
That's absolutely a necessity in most kits.
Quick, drink this. Wait a minute, you're not the one that's hurting.
We just refer to that as a painkiller, Jeff.
There's probably that line where, should we take care of us ourselves or should we call 911? I think did I get too many ones in there?
No.
Okay. I think if you're ever wondering if you should call 911, maybe you should. I don't know.
It's okay. People do call 911 sometimes, and we'll just go and check things out. And if we determine that they don't need to be transported, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Better safe than sorry.
Absolutely, it is.
All right.
And I give a shout out.
Yes.
Listen, my son is 10 years old. He asked me the other day about radio. All of a sudden, he got interested in radio broadcasting because he found out that this was something I used to do.
Oh, send listening. Him down here. I'll turn him off.
He's listening right now before he goes to school.
Oh, we'll
name,
scare him out of
here. His name is Kyler, and he's listening at home right now along with his sister Haley. They're both listening at home right now. And
did you say Tyler?
Kyler with
Kyler.
A K.
Yeah. Kyler.
He gets that all the time. It's Kyler with a K.
Kyler and Haley.
And
good
Haley.
Morning.
Yes, good morning to both of them.
Yeah. Well, if their face looks anything like this, they might love radio.
They have a face for radio and a yeah. voice for newspaper.
Thanks for what you do. Thanks for answering all of our questions. And be careful out there and have a great Thanksgiving.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff.